Seattle has become the first city in the country to establish a $15 an hour minimum wage. The city council voted yesterday to enact the new law, which was the result of months of negotiations. It represents a 60% increase from the current state minimum wage, which at $9.32 an hour is the highest in the country already. Proponents say it's a first step towards closing the rising income gap between rich and poor. Some businesses say they will go to court to fight it. Correspondent Deborah Wong reports.
Supporters of the $15 an hour wage packed the council chambers on Monday, and they made their displeasure known when a number of worker-friendly amendments went down to defeat. But in the end, the council voted unanimously to pass the minimum wage hike, and the room erupted in cheers.
9 in favor, none opposed.
The vote was a victory for the city's mayor, Ed Murray, who launched the process back in January, and for Socialist City Council member Shama Sawant. She was elected last November on a $15 an hour platform. She and her supporters have been vocal proponents.
Today's message is clear. If we organize as workers, as a labor movement, with a socialist strategy, we can tackle the chasm of income inequality and social injustice.
The ordinance was the result of months of negotiations between representatives of business and labor. It phases in a $15 an hour wage over 3 years for big businesses. Smaller businesses have almost 7 years to reach the new wage. But not all businesses are on board. Under the law, franchises, even small ones, are regarded as big businesses because of their ties to national chains. Steve Caldera is president of the International Franchise Association. He says the group is preparing to sue.
If the level playing field was there, then we would not sue. But the fact of the matter is it's not, and we're here to protect small business franchise owners here in Seattle.
On the other side, Shama Sawant's supporters have been advocating for an even more aggressive minimum wage hike. Her group, 15 Now, hasn't yet decided if it will continue to try to put that plan before voters in November. I'm Deborah Wong in Seattle.